Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche podcast. As the Avs kind of dominate the Kings in every facet of the game, they win 5-1 for the DNVR takeover. We got Eric, we got Rudo coming to you live post takeover. E, first of all, takeaways right from the in-arena experience of this Avs game. What was the vibe?
Vibe was great. It was fun. Score five goals, you give up one. You can't be mad about that, you know? No. Tarps were off for a bit for Rudo,
just
which
a minute
was nice.
Or two. It wasn't too long.
There's three kids that were sick. They were throwing up. I'm just kidding.
No, that's about right.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. No, it was fun. It was awesome. And then, hey, like we talked about, it's going on the break with the two wins. They needed those two wins at home, and they sure did it. So it was awesome. It was fun atmosphere in there.
Look, obviously there's games still to be played for some teams. There's games in hand for Winnipeg, but right now, at this second, the Avs put themselves at the top of the Central Division. So what's not to be upset with?
You always say you can only play your schedule, right? You know what I mean? Yep. So at the end of the day, it's all equal out at the end of the year. Everyone's going to play 82. And then if you win more than the other guys, then you'll be on top. So
that's,
you got to worry.
That's deep, buddy. That's deep.
That is a deep thought. And then, but that's how it is, honestly. You take care of your own business, and then you worry about your business. And I think the Avs needed to worry about those two games at home. They did it. Now they can get a little break.
I'd love to hear about it. Let's get the 60-second rundown out of the way, though. Is Logan O'Connor really good at hockey? Answer, yes. He scores two goals in the first period, the first two of the game, to get the Avs going the right way. MacKinnon adds a third, and let's face it, this game was basically over at the end of period one. The Kings not in a great place right now.
Nope.
I actually thought the Avs didn't play very well in the second period, but they split it 1-1. They're up 4-1. And then they put them away with an early power play goal, 5-1, in the third period. You end up with a multi-point night for Nathan MacKinnon, who extends his scoring streak at home to 25 games. I already mentioned the Logan O'Connor goals. You also get Cale Makar involved in there. Josh Manson rips one home, too. The Avs are kind of finding a level that we have been waiting for them to find. And I know they just had an 8-1 stretch and whatever, but there was a lot of comeback this, and I'm just tangenting out of the 60-second rundown at this point. But they, during that 8-1 stretch, it was a lot of go down one, go down two, fight back, find ways to win hockey games, which is great. But we've seen these last couple, they've gone out there and they've just been the better hockey team.
And they got saves when they needed to, remember?
Yep.
Like, and
yep,
it makes
yep,
a big
yep.
difference. Like, you're not giving up a lot, but I don't care if high danger, low danger, whatever. Goalie makes a save, and it makes a big difference. Look at Talbot tonight. He doesn't make a save in the first period.
It was ugly,
right, you know what I mean? But three go in, the game's out of reach, you know what I mean? They don't have the firepower like the Avs to come back. And that's what you were just alluding to about the Avs is lately it's been three and they all make comebacks and four-goal comeback, three-goal comeback, whatever it is. Crazy. But when you're getting saves, you don't need to do that. And was he outstanding tonight? No, but he was good. He was good. Like yeah. he did what he had to do. He was really good. But it doesn't mean that he had 50 shots against, and you know what I mean? So he's just asked to be good and better than the guy across from him. And that's what's happened in the last few games. He's been better than the guy across from him tonight. I mean, listen, there's a reason why the Kings are in a big spiral right now. Like, it starts with goaltending. Yeah. Goaltending was, the numbers were there in the first 20 games. They're just not there right now.
Well, and let's be real. When you looked at the Kings roster at the start of the season, you knew the goaltending could be an issue.
And it is.
Did we think it was going to be this bad? Probably not. But the other side of this, and to go back to Georgiev on it, the reality of playing goaltender behind the Colorado Avalanche is there's going to be a lot of nights where you face under 30 shots, where you don't have the heaviest workload. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah, because they have the puck. The yep. Avs have the freaking best players in the world. MacKinnon, Rantanen, Makar. Those are guys that, I mean, Sammy G has the puck more than people think.
Yeah.
You know, because he's got speed, and he finds his way. So the Avs are always in.
By the way, played great tonight, saved a goal.
Yeah, he was awesome. You know, but it's puck possession. So if you have puck possession, then, you know, it's hard to make a save. You know what I mean? Unless you really throw in the game and, you know, like you got whatever it is. Like, it's not a good thing when you're trying to score in your own net, right? So you got some deeper issues. So, you know, he can't make the saves that are not thrown at him.
Yep,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But you're right. It's on an average night, I would say, a Colorado Avalanche game, you're going to give up about 25 shots, and you'll get what? You know, maybe 10 high-danger chance, whatever. Then, you know, save 8 or 9 of them. You'll see what you got tonight.
And he was honestly spectacular against the high-danger
That's
tonight.
It. That's what I'm saying.
Multiple times bailed out guys.
That's right.
Miles Wood in the second period, 3-1 game. Easily could have been 3-2, and all of a sudden you're back in one, and he stuffs a breakaway.
Yeah.
And the Avs keep rolling on with their life.
That's all you need to do. So that's all we always say. He doesn't need to be great, outstanding. He just needs to be good.
Yep.
And when he does that, it makes him great.
Yep.
Right?
Exactly.
You know, so I think that's how he gets to be good to great, is by being in the zone and those chances. And then, especially when the game's tight, like we always talk about, it's easy to make a save when you're up 4-1. It's a different save at 1-1. You know what I mean? So,
way
Talbot didn't make that save tonight.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't do them. So, and then Rittich comes in.
Rittich wasn't any better. Yeah.
You know, whatever. big save, Dave, was average as well. So, yeah, I mean, it is. It starts with goaltending. And that's why you're seeing when Georgiev is on his game, then the Avs are tough to beat. Avs are tough to beat. And then, you know, look at the LA Kings the start of the year. Remember the first game of the year? What a hockey game that was. It was the 4-3 Avs, whatever, the first game of the year. It was awesome.
Yep.
And then, obviously, they kicked the living shit out of the Avs when the Avs were tired that one
game.
Yeah,
that 4-1 game was rough.
But. And now look at it since, and it's like there's nothing. It's a fragile team. It's an here we go again. You know what I mean? Like, you know, once the puck goes in tonight, that's exactly what happened. You could see they were deflated. They're like, oh. You know what I mean? Like, when you're fragile, you can't have that first goal go in.
I wanted to ask you about this because you've been there before. You were talking to me about it during the game, specifically about PLD. But the Kings as a whole, you're down 3-0 in the game. It gets to 3-1. You're asking somebody on that team to step up and do something.
Well, again, I always say I'm not for violence, and I'm not. That's right. I'm just being honest. But there's a way to change. We use Yanni Gourde all the time, right? You know what I mean? Like, he's out there. He's trying to change the momentum of a game by, you know, just being a presence, being impactful. By all of a sudden, the team's chasing you, and they're like, oh, my God, they're losing their shit, their mind. And next thing you know, there's a penalty. There's something. You get a power play goal that changes the game, you know, the complexity of a game. Tonight, it's 3-0. I'm going to use Pierre-Luc Dubois, okay? It's 3-0. You're trying to find your identity with a new team that gave you a boatload of money. You asked for that change. This is your, what, your third time now asking for a change or whatever it is. You have a back and forth in the papers last couple of days with your head coach, you know, which I've always thought that.
Never a great look.
I don't think it's a good look.
Yeah.
I don't know how you want to take about it, but here's your chance right now. You're down 3-0. Do something. Make yourself impactful. I don't know how. It's easy to fall into a goalie. It's easy to... And then all of a sudden they create stuff and, you know... Instead, he gets bumped by Nate McKinnon. Falls on his butt.
Yep.
This is the leading scorer in the NHL. And he's looking at him like... Almost flexing, Nate. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Kind of like that one time a few weeks ago, yeah. You know? And then Nate got a penalty there, but he just gets up and walks away. And I'm like, huh? There's a reason.
There's no vinegar there.
There is no piss and vinegar on that team right now. There is nothing. Drew Doughty called him out like last game.
And they go out and get blown out the F out tonight.
Like, you give that. Yeah. That's your response. I'm the LA Kings. I'm a little worried. You know, and Blakey's a good friend of mine, and I feel bad for him because right now it's like, I really thought tonight, and I told you that.
Yeah.
I said they're going to give it their best. It's going to be a tight game.
And
this is going to be tight. This is going to be a hard-fought game for the Avs, and then hopefully the Avs can come out on top, but this is not a gimme tonight. Jeez, that was a gimme, buddy.
Look, you looked at this from a team that you expected to be ready for the moment.
Yes.
And the LA Kings went out there, and they looked terrified. They were scared of making mistakes, and the Avs ran them over.
I mean, they were playing on the brakes the whole night. You know what I mean? They were on their heels there, like, and all five guys were skiing backwards, and I'm like, what the hell, man? This is the first period. Like, what's going on here?
Yep.
And then you give up that first goal.
Not a great one. Yeah, you know, he didn't love it.
Which one was it? Oh, LOC.
The LOC one. The first LOC one.
Yeah, but
right corner.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying. You got to make a save, you know what I mean? And I'm not taking anything away from LOC, and I'm saying in the situation the Kings are in, your goalie has to come up with a save there.
We say the exact same thing about Georgiev all the time. You give up three goals like on a week ago, 11 shots in the first period, you got to stop one. You got to stop at least one of those.
You know? Yep. So all of a sudden, like, the Kings are on their heels, and it's like a game hasn't started, and you're like, I mean, sorry, it's 5 minutes into the game, and you're like, wow, this is going to be a long night. And then all of a sudden, remember, they went in, I was shocked looking at you. I was like, it's not what I expected. But when you're fragile, that team is fragile right now. I don't think they know where to go. I don't think they know what to do. I'm not saying coaching-wise. I'm saying they don't know where to go with their roster or how do we get out of this spiral.
I know this team has guys like Doughty and Kopitar and dudes who have been there before. But honestly... they look like a team that's a deer in the headlights right now, that they don't know what to do. Like, they've never been here before.
Oh, it's scary. It's scary. And then that's what we talk about with the Avs all year long. Remember, we do those 10-game segments.
Yep.
7-3. And then they had that dip, but it was 4-4-2.
Yep.
And if you can keep it like that, and I think it's a record now, like 30 months or whatever, that they haven't had
at least 500,
something like that.
Which, by the way, they're 7-2 on this last 9-game stretch.
This is nuts.
Yeah.
Right? So the worst they can do is 7-3.
Yep.
That's just their best game, 10-game segment of the season again. but the LA Kings found that everything was rosy until it wasn't. And now, like, you're looking at, like, what, 2 wins in the last 14 or something like that?
I mean, it's bad. It's bad.
I mean, that is not like the San Jose Sharks where they're in a tough rebuild. And you know what I mean? This is a team that we're going to go for it this year. And it's like, look at where the Edmonton Oilers were 15 games ago. And look where the Kings are. I mean, it's almost like flipped upside down. Like, you know what I mean? A tale of two seasons right now by two teams. And they're battling for the same spot in the division, right? You know, so it's like, wow. Who would have thought?
Come back to the Avs side of it. Yep. It's a 2-goal night for Logan O'Connor. He has 13 goals, which is already a career high. He's got 24 points in 49 games on the season. His career high is 26. I asked this the other day to AJ. I want to ask you. Is Logan O'Connor going to magically become a 25-goal scorer? Probably not.
Yeah.
But is this real? Is Logan O'Connor a bona fide third liner in the NHL now?
Here's what I'll say. Like, I love when he scores because he's one of our favorites, right? You know, but Logan O'Connor, when the Avs are winning, he can go dry for 10 games.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter because what he brings that you don't see on the score sheet is so valuable, right? His tenacity, his skating, his special teams play on the PK. He's becoming a presence in the lineup, a real important role. I hate to say third, second, for, you know, whatever it is, but I think it's just a magical fit with Colton and Wood. And I think, you know, we'll get to Parisi, but, you know, there's a reason why they signed Zach Parisi. And part of it for me is to have keep those three together. You know what I mean? That's my point, you know? But when you do that, you're weakening, like, right? You know what I mean? When you don't have Val, you know, obviously Lecky's back now, which is a big difference. But I think LOC, yeah, I mean, could he score 25 goals? Absolutely. Could he do it year by year? Probably not, in my book. Sure. You know, probably not. That doesn't mean that he doesn't impact the game in a positive way. I don't even look at when he scores or doesn't score.
You know exactly how hard it is to score 20 goals in the NHL.
Yeah, freaking frack. I was there a few times right there, and then I went dry for 20 a couple times. You know, so it does happen, you know. So, but, you know, he's just having a wonderful season and couldn't happen to a better guy, so it's awesome.
So being realistic, because I'm 100% with you. The Colton Wood O'Connor line is together forever. Realistically, down the line, I get right now you have who you have in your lineup.
Yeah.
Where does a Zach Parise fit? Is this a guy that ultimately ends up on your fourth line then? Or are you trying to play him up in the lineup?
Let's look at this for a second.
Because you have whatever line you want to call it, the Colton Wood O'Connor line. Right now you have Lehkonen, Ryan Johansson, and Andrew Cogliano. And then you have kind of the leftovers of Olofsson, Kiviranta, and McDermott.
Well, if we're talking like 4 weeks from now, maybe it's a different line.
For sure.
Right? You know what I mean?
Like, guys come back in the lineup, whatever.
Or, you know, trade deadline. But, you know.
But right
day
now. Day one after the All-Star break, where is Parise?
I mean, if you look at it, I'm just looking at Daily Faceoff there. I'm a visual, you know what I mean? So I think you and I agree, and I think we all agree, Adrian, everybody, like 28, 20, 25 has to stick together. Yep. It just has to.
Yep.
I mean, look at that goal tonight when he just one pokes it away, one grabs it, the other guy puts it up. Is that the first goal or the second? Is it first goal or the second goal? I don't remember.
I think second goal. Was it the second one where they all got points? Yeah.
And then you're looking at, you know, Cogliano. I mean, if you're asking me today, I probably put him with Lehkonen and Johansson.
Drop Cogliano down?
Yeah, that's what I do. And then, you know, let's say, you know, Cogliano, Olofsson, and Kiviranta, whatever. I mean, you pick your poison, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's where he fits for now. And then, you know, hopefully Val, everything goes well and comes back, right? You know, so then you're looking at, you know, maybe he's the one that gets bumped to the fourth line, right? You know?
I don't want to get too far ahead of it because the reality of that is eventually the Avs are going to trade for a center and then you're going to have a conversation about what line is what. But in the meantime, I actually think my bets did pretty well today.
What were your bets again?
My bets were a McKinnon anytime goal, which hit.
Got it.
My bets were the over, which pushed, so I at least got my money back on that. And my bet was the Avs to cover, which they did in spades. So
I like it. Yeah,
did pretty well. Make sure you're getting your bets in with Bet365 and sign up today on the DNVR365 code. When you sign up with the code, you put in $10, you bet $5 on any NHL game, you get $150 in bonus bets. And be sure to take a screenshot of your account with $10 in it. Send it over to promo at thednvr.com. We'll send you a coupon code for a free DNVR shirt. So if you want the 8-bit McKinnon, you can grab that right now. Of course, a ton of other shirts available. We have a Logan O'Connor shirt if you want to ride that hype train right now. Nugget shirts, Broncos shirts too. Doesn't have to be an Av shirt. Go check it out. Make sure you get signed up with Bet365 with that DNVR365 code. Of course, you must be 21 or older, physically located in Colorado. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER today. And then when you win a bunch of money, actually, what do you think, Eric? Was the ice good tonight or bad tonight?
The ice?
Yeah.
Well, you told me at the start, you're like, oh, it looks a little
biffy. In the first 3 minutes, you saw three guys just fall over. Sam Girard gave up a breakaway because he just ate it tonight. It's a bit tough.
Then I didn't realize it after. I mean, I didn't notice it. I didn't agree.
It felt like it was fine after, but.
Might have been something from this, I don't know.
Not sure.
It was fine after.
make sure yours is fine to start with. Get yourself Empire today to get your floors done at your house.
Yes.
It's super easy to use. You can shop at home. They have a whole projection system where you can get floors like laid in on your floor because you can send in your measurements. It's super cool to use if you haven't checked it out yet. So do that. They also have professional installers. They make sure everything is perfect for you when it comes to shopping your floors. And you don't even have to leave your home to do it. So go check it out. Look, their floors are just awesome. I don't know. I'm a carpet person, which I know most people are hardwood people. But whether you want carpet or hardwood, they have the best stuff out there. So go get with Empire today. Today, even. You can schedule a free in-home estimate and get $350 off when you use the promo code DNVR. There are restrictions that apply. See EmpireToday.com/DNVR for details and get yourself with the Empire today, folks. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast. Kitten, back into this game. Eric, I said something that is probably blasphemous in my last review. And I'm gonna tell you that I was born in 1991.
Yes.
This last 35 games or so from Nathan MacKinnon.
Yes.
Is the best hockey I've ever watched anyone play in real time.
Hard to argue. I mean, I mean, the numbers there.
I was born after Wayne Gretzky's prime.
I know.
So I can't say that I got to watch that in real time.
Hard to argue. For me, it's very similar having lived it, you know, the Joe and Peter years, you know what I mean? Like night in and night out, it would catch fire. I mean, if you go back to, gosh, maybe 2003 or maybe Peter's Forsberg, wow. I mean, the first 30, he was dry. He had nothing. And in the last 50,
was an absolute monster.
Was on a tear like that, right? Joe was always more like consistent. You know what I mean? Like, you know, he didn't really go on tears like that, but he was always consistent. I mean, it's pretty, the numbers are there. I mean, you can't really argue with them. But he's so electrifying, right? He's got that power. Like today, he grabbed that puck and you're like, whoa, in the stands. You can see people are getting out of their seats and he's so powerful. He's so in shape right now. He's so in tune with his game and he's feeling it right now. You go 25 games. I mean, what is it? Like he's got a point in like 31 games out of 32 or something like that.
It's 13 straight or whatever it is. Yeah.
It's crazy. Like it's the consistency is so phenomenal. It's a tough league. It's the National Hockey League, the best league in the world. And it's like, it's not a beer league. It's not a rec beer league like this.
Those dudes are pretty good at defending.
Yeah, but he makes it look easy. You know what I mean? That's the scary part. And he's scoring, and it's like, I scored. You know, like it's not even like
casual stuff for
him. You know, Ovechkin when he used to score, like, you know what I mean? Like this is like, man, he's just like, whatever. I'm all right, laughing. He cracked a smile the other day when he got the hat trick.
Yep.
Or the fourth, whatever it was. But, yeah, you're right. It's a stretch of games that is, I think it gives you the heart or whatever it is. Like, at the end of the year, and I know people are saying Kucherov and everything.
No.
Hey, listen, I don't think it's close. I mean, obviously, they're neck and neck in scoring. But I just think that this is his year right now. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And then it's special to watch. It's fun to watch right now, and it's entertaining. And I think even the guys on the bench feel it's entertaining. They're just like all right, you know what I mean? Like, wow, this guy's on fire. And then you got O'Connor now that's got like a 2-goal game, a 3-goal game, a 2-goal game. It's kind of crazy, you know what I mean? Which it rubs off on other people.
Yeah,
which
everybody
is nice.
Gets going. Yeah, so
it's pretty special.
It's nice because I don't get to watch the Avs in person that often.
Yeah.
We get to go to a takeover tonight. And multiple people on the takeover came up to me after the game and are like, I cannot believe how fast Nathan MacKinnon is in person.
It's crazy.
It's actually like it breaks people's minds how fast that he gets the puck and he's gone.
It's he picks it up in his own end, whether, you know, even on the power, I mean, you know, not even on a power play entries, like, you know, those entries with the slingshot and, you know, the double drop pass. Me, it's more like a 5-on-5 when he grabs it and there's no room out there. But everyone backs off. They're so scared. And he's got those first 2 to 3 steps that are absolutely powerful, scary for a defender or a winger because you're caught off, you know, flat-footed, and you're like, oh, God. And then you're right. Live and in person in the arena, you see that. It's like a rocket getting shot out of a can, whatever it is. It's nuts. And I don't understand how you can be that much faster in an environment when it's the best in the world at that profession.
Yep.
It's pretty scary to differentiate yourself that much from the other guys with that stride. Like, what is it? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's got to be a supernatural. It has to be supernatural talent. It has to be.
Something nobody else has, for sure.
I think it's just a talent, you know, that...
Well, and the thing is, it's not just McKinnon. You were talking to me during the game where you watch Cale Makar walk on Zay Kopitar. Ooh. And you're not just, oh, wow, Cale Makar is so good. You're like, that's Anze Kopitar, man. He's won Selkies.
This is won Selkies. You can't fool a guy like that. He's a wise veteran player, knows what he's doing. He just went at Cale, and Cale just made him look like a beer leaguer. and I love Kopitar. That's why I'm not friggin' insulting him. I'm saying that's how good Cale is. And it was a routine play, just a little shimmy in his own end, a little shake of the shoulders, shake of the neck. Next thing you know, like, Kopitar's like, oh, God, he's almost running into the boards. And Cale just walks right out of there, makes the play. It's like, what? What was that? If you're watching at home, you're like, oh, I got to rewind that. What was that? Like, that was unreal. It's not even a goal. It's not even an assist. It's
in
just,
his own zone, yeah.
And that's why the Avs... That's why the Avs have the puck.
Yep.
Cale, give and take, plays 25-30 minutes, and it's 25-30 minutes. Usually, he's human, so sometimes you have, you know, little sequences of a game or two where you're just not into it, but 25-30 minutes where they actually control the game, control the puck. The puck is on their stick, and they have creativity with their players, and they have speed. So that's why the Avs have the puck usually more than the opposition, and that's what makes them special.
And if you're breaking down tonight's game, the reason the Avs dominated the puck is because they were aggressive.
I just go back to that. Whatever, we're going to find a nickname for that line, the Colton and O'Connor.
We were trying the Toy Story line.
Yeah, there you go.
Because perfect. Colton's Buzz Lightyear, Wood is Woody. We're still working on LOC. We haven't come to a conclusion on that.
We're getting there. But look at that goal there. And we go back to, you just played Philly, right? A few games ago. And Torts always said that. I remember I played for Torts. And it's like, you know, you give a good player, the National Hockey League player, time, he becomes a great player. And then you give a great player time, then he becomes an elite player. Well, but if you don't give him time and space and you get on top of them, people are human. They don't have time to make a play. Their brain doesn't react quick enough. And look at that goal. Colton, I do believe, just pokes it to Woody, right?
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So Buzz Lightyear pokes it to Woody. D's scrambling. Woody just throws it right to O'Connor. It's perfect.
Back he's to a Slinky righty. Dog or whoever.
Whatever his name is. And then he scores the goal. That is exactly what Torts was talking about. It's exactly why that line is so effective. They get on top of you because all three can skate. You know what I mean? Obviously, two that are exceptional. I'll put Logan as an exceptional skater because he is.
Oh, yeah. He can fly.
Obviously, Woody is an exceptional skater. And Colton, I wouldn't say he's exceptional, but he's got the heart of a line and he can keep up. And he goes and he's a buzzsaw. You know what I mean? So, Buzz Lightyear. No pun intended. But you know what I'm saying?
There we go.
But when you pressure teams like that, and then I don't even remember who the D was, but next thing you know, the puck's in your net, and that's a huge goal in the game. The Avs have that, you know, that in their repertoire there of stuff. They didn't have that last year, and that's exactly tonight. That's a playoff goal.
Oh, that's a playoff goal
right there.
Well, then you just compare it to the other side where the Kings are sitting back. Their forecheck pressure is virtually non-existent tonight. It felt like two teams on two different planets. Really.
Well, it was more like, you know, it's Cale Makar. I'm not going to forecheck him.
Because he'll torch me if I do that.
I'm going to get torched.
And then I'll just torch you anyway.
Yeah, then it's like, or like AJ says, I'm going to get bodied, you know. But no, but it's like, oh, I'll just turn on, start skating backwards. Right there, you're done. Right there, you're toasted.
Yep.
Right there you are. Ineffective. Right there you are. Giving the Avs a silver platter, which, and I'm not saying they didn't deserve to win. I just feel that the Kings gave them a silver platter to go win. And like you say, you can always play, only play the game on the schedule.
Yep.
Well, if a team gives you a silver platter, you say thank you and you go feast on it, right? You're not going to say no. Yeah. So you just go and do it. So Avs played great. Avs played awesome. But the LA Kings did not put up a big fight.
Yep. Did the Avs get Todd McClellan fired tonight?
Shit, I hope not. I mean, I never want to see guys like, you know, lose jobs and stuff. But at some point right now, you have to be like, what is going on? When you can do nothing wrong for majority of the season, and then all of a sudden you can do nothing right, and you go around, and this is why I go back. I'm not here to pick on Dubois, but you got to scratch your head tonight. I'm watching that game, and I'm like, what do we have here? You know, we have this guy for, what is it, 7-year deal that he signed? I don't remember.
Is it seven or eight?
Yeah, eight-year deal, and I'm like, where's this going? Like, you know, because it doesn't look, there's a big level of interest to do whatever is asked of him, and it's like, there was a shift there. Almost looked like that Columbus shift.
Yeah.
Right? From a few years ago.
Where he was done. Yeah.
There was a shift there. He had a turnover. He starts getting backwards. And I was like, oh, he got beaten. And I was like, And it was ugly. And it was almost at that level from Columbus a few years ago. But
it's every step of the way, right? Because take Rijo for an example in Colorado, where I think at times we get frustrated with his level of play. But even for someone like him, at least, you know, after the whistle goes, he'll get in there. He'll get feisty. He'll put a glove in somebody's face.
Absolutely.
He'll do something. And PLD is, a whole scrum breaks out, and he turns around and skates right to the bench.
Everybody's getting tapped in the face. Yep. And, you know, like face washed, and next thing, and he's just gone. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, you got to be involved in the game a little bit. Again, it's not about violence, and it's a stupid line I use all the time, but you got to be engaged in the game.
Yep.
We just talked about chess, right? You know, you're not playing chess.
Yep.
It's rugby. It's football. It's a contact sport.
It's checkers.
It's right. You know what I mean? You gotta
go jump a guy.
You gotta bump. You gotta bump into people. You gotta. I'm not saying you gotta fight. It's not what I'm saying. Can you imagine playing football? You don't run into anyone. Like, you're not winning the game.
Yep.
So hockey's the same way. You gotta get hit. You gotta give a hit. You gotta get emotionally involved in the game. You know, look at a guy like that line again, and we'll find a real name for them. But they're emotionally involved in the game. They, whether they score goals or not, that's always a bonus. Why? Well, yeah, it's almost an insult saying that. But, you know, you always say, oh, your fourth line, it's a bonus if they score. You know, I always find a little bit sometimes that's an insult, because it's like everybody's good in National Hockey League. You just have the level of ice time. It's a little lower than... And it's not easy, but if you're emotionally involved in the game and you care about one another, you will get hit. You will give hits, and I've felt tonight at times that it was a Sunday, you know,
out there for an easy skate, yeah,
pond hockey game, a little tournament, like almost flag football. You know what I mean? Like, and it was like, okay,
which I get on one hand, you know, I think. You saw a little bit out of that. Someone like Mikko Rantanen tonight felt like he was cruising around a little bit. But the Avs haven't lost 12 of their last 14. There's a whole lot less urgency there.
And we were talking. No, it wasn't you this morning. I was at the rink, and I'm like, what is it that I'm interested to see? Because I haven't watched their game like today. You know what I mean? And then you're like, how do you lose 12 out of 14 when you're very good? And all the pundits, us included, this summer, I mean, I had them at the top of their division, and we look like geniuses after 20 games. It's like, oh, yeah.
Now we don't look so hot.
But yeah, now we don't look so hot, but it's like, how do you lose 12 out of 14? Things really have to spiral downwards. I think you and I saw it from the seats tonight. This is how you lose 12 out of 14. There is no heartbeat. There is no heart rate. There is no purpose. There is no... tenacity, being combative, whatever that's the word, like, you know what I mean? Like, just being involved in the game, like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So if you're Tom McClellan, Rob Blake, and those guys, you got to shake your head a little bit and go, whew, you know what I mean? Like, and I had listened to NHL Network on the radio this afternoon. I was driving, oh my, you know, this morning after morning skating. I think Jimmy Fox, the longtime analyst for the Kings, was on, and I think with Boomer or you know, whoever. Yeah, I don't remember who he was on, but and then Jimmy was talking about, he's trying to be positive, and he's like, well, you know, the Kings usually play good against, you know, the Avs, and this is a good remedy tonight, and, you know, like, to,
nope.
This is probably what they need, and I feel the, you know, they're going to come out swinging, they'll be fine, and you know, obviously he hung up, and he's like, thanks for calling, and see you later, and then whoever it was, Boomer, or, you know, the person running the show goes, yeah, no, actually, it was Dave Reed, former Avs. He's like, oh, 2001 Ab Dave Reed. He goes, yeah, I like Jimmy, and Jimmy's a nice guy, but yeah, no. They're going to run into a buzzsaw tonight. It's not going to go well. This is not what the LA Kings need tonight. And Reeder was bang
dead
on.
Dead right, yeah.
Because I was like, I was buying a little bit of Foxy's thing. Remember I told you, yeah. Oh, it's going to be a tight game. And then you asked me after 3-0, you're like, you think it's going to be tight still? I was like, yeah, no. You know, yeah, it's out of hand already. Yeah,
I had that over, so I was
I was
feeling a certain way. Chat, you got us over to 100 likes. Thank you very much. We got our Dr. Dubs winners shots right here, our little vitamin W. Cheers. We appreciate y'all and everyone who came out to the takeover as well. Thank you very much if you're watching this
back.
It
was a fun night.
It was fun. All right. I do want to talk about the one blemish of the game for the Avs, but Tiff, could you grab that jersey for me?
Oh, shit.
while Tiff is grabbing that, the Avs do give up the one power play goal. They took a number of penalties tonight. I think it was not the best reffing of all time, but Eric, I'm sure you've played a number of games with some less than great reffing. Do you got to work through that, or is that a valid excuse?
Well, was it the... I mean, we were live in the arena, right? So, I mean, we didn't have the best replays, but go to Dermy's, was it second penalty?
Yeah, it's just not a penalty. It's just not.
It didn't look like a penalty to me, but I think those are 5-1 calls. You
sure.
know what I mean? And you don't want things to get out of hand. And those are reputation calls, too, for let's say Dermy on that one. It's like, oh, okay, you don't want him to be stupid. And, oh, here's a penalty. And, you know, so, I mean... Yeah, I mean, as a referee, the one thing you need to do is to keep the players safe, right? You know what I mean? And that's your job.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
Your job. You don't want, because tempers flare, it is a contact sport, even though there was not a lot of flaring tonight. You know what I mean? It was a very friendly game. But you know, I do believe those were a couple calls. Those are reputation calls a little bit at the end. And it's a 5-1 call. I hate that sometimes because you never know. What if those two, you know, they score two goals, next thing you know, you're one shot away from pulling your goalie.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it just
right.
changes the complexity of a game. So not always my favorite when you make those.
Can you explain the 4-minute high sticks that were I didn't see any blood on Devontae's face. It went the Avs way this time. But
it went the Avs way. Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Yeah, because the last few, it went against the Avs.
Yep.
But I don't even remember on the Jumbotron there. Because, again, we were sitting in the stands, so I didn't, you know, I didn't have a chance to look at it. But
just a weird thing.
Yep.
All right. Chat.
Shit.
Eric tried to make his daughter wear this to the game tonight, which is ridiculous. But, I mean, look at the back, though.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool on the back right there.
That's a real jersey. It's a game-worn.
Exactly.
Game-worn, man.
Back, pretty cool. That
my
logo
daughter,
on the front, I don't know about that
my
one.
My daughter was like, yeah, no. All right. That's fine. We'll take it. No, those were the fun. You got to remember, though, Kings back then were freaking purple and yellow. And
yeah.
They and had in the late 80s, it was...
you had those Burger King jerseys.
Bad. And then by the late 80s, when Gretz got there, it changed to those jerseys.
This is what I grew up with.
Yeah, this is what it is. And then what's that group, too? The rap group or whatever. They were always... What's his name?
No idea.
Ice Cube or whatever?
Sure.
Not Ice Cube.
NWA?
Yeah, they were always wearing the LA Kings hats, you know, from those colors and
sure.
stuff. like, because it was such a big change, and it was like they sold a boatload of jerseys back when they changed their colors. And
yeah, yeah.
Those were cool colors, you know. Now that's a little different. It's a little different now, but
a lot more black these days. Yeah. Which, you know, statistically, black jerseys are the most successful jerseys in the NHL. So
yeah.
Maybe there's something to that. I don't know. Anyway, beyond the jersey talk, we are brought to you by the fantastic folks over at the people that I love to snack with, Circle K.
Yes.
It's actually a problem. If you've seen on the watch long, we have a whole like cart of Circle K snacks.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to eat them all. That's what's going to happen.
I just sat here with a bag of chips. Tiff saw me.
Munching
K-Max
on them.
Told us to behave ourselves, and everybody is trying so hard.
it's going to get raided one of these days, and we're just going to be out of snacks. Get yourself to Circle K, though. Get the Inner Circle Rewards app. You got the QR code right on screen there, or you can go to CircleK.com/InnerCircle. Make sure you're saving yourself money. Your first five fill-ups with Inner Circle, you get 25 cents off per gallon. It's a great deal on gas. They also have tons of snack deals, especially on weekends. Friday, Saturday, Sundays, game day, they got you with snacks. Go grab whatever you want. I've been snacking on the sour gummy worms for my watch-alongs lately. That's an option. I love their salted peanuts. That's an option. Eric's more into the chocolate almonds or whatever they are. If you're a chocolate person, they got you covered there.
Yes.
So whatever you snack.
Chocolate covered.
Chocolate covered, yeah. You gotta get the chocolate in there. Go get your snacks with Circle K. Get Inner Circle at CircleK.com/InnerCircle today. And then join me with a Breck Brew. When you go to TakeOver Game, you got to have a few beers. Enjoy yourself with a Breckenridge Brewery Avalanche Ale. Name fits the team. Why not? Jump in with it.
Love it.
Go get them. They're all available in all 50 states. So even if you're just watching at home with the fam, you can get it at your local liquor store. Find them online with the Breck Beer Locator online at breckbrew.com. Was he bleeding on the bench? All right, fair enough. Good call, chat. 4 minutes it was. That Avs did nothing with that power play anyway.
Yeah, so that's
it
didn't matter. Yeah.
But yeah, that second period was a bit lazy. Lazy is the wrong word. It was slow as a period.
It's called we're off for 10 days.
Yeah. This game is already over and we're
I'm going to Cabo tomorrow. No whistles, no icings, please.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Third period of the Colorado, or the DNVR Avalanche podcast, even. I kind of talked about it earlier, but nice vibes going into the break, right? A couple of easy ones, a couple of ones where Colorado take care of business. Winning in a way that I think gives people more confidence, right? When you're looking at this Avs team, do you feel confident? Do you think they have confidence? Do you think there's anyone on that lineup that needs a little bit of a pick-me-up coming out of this All-Star break, or are you happy with where they're at?
I think that when your leaders, when your top-end guys are playing at that level, like, you know, we complain about Mikko sometimes, but, I mean, what's his pace right now? His pace is pretty sick right now, too. You know what I mean? And it's like when your top-end guys are going at it the way that they are right now, it just
trickles down to, we just talked about it. Look at Logan now. He's got 5 goals in 3 games, whatever it is.
Yep.
It trickles down, and Makar's going, and now Georgiev's finding his game back, you know, to where he needs to be. Good. Nothing more. So, yeah, I mean, going into the break, I think they're going like this, which is nice. Now they're adding a veteran in Parisi, right? Yep. You know, Parisi. So I know
is
he's American,
the French
but
it's
still a French. His dad is Jean-Paul Parisi. Doesn't get more French than that. And he had the big bucket, the Northlands bucket, his dad.
Yep. Yeah.
Good player. Anyway, so the break comes at the right time. You know, again, we know there's a couple guys going to the All-Star ring, very awesome. But I mean it. I need a guy like Mikko to hit the freaking beaches, you know,
get a mental reset a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because you gotta remember, like, back then, it was 1998, the first Olympics in Japan. Obviously, I didn't make the Olympic team, you know. So
Joe Sakic did, though.
Oh, we had a nice ton of guys. We had 10 guys. I mean, from Krupe to our Russian guys.
With the non-Canadian and U.S. teams.
Oh, buddy, we had about 10 or 11 guys. It was nuts, man.
Ozilinch went for Latvia,
Goose and, you know, Valor with Russia and whatever they were called back then. Then we had, we had Americans, Canadians. It was 10 or 11 guys. We had no one back here. Like, because remember the league shut down for, it was the first time that there was a league shut down, and we were like, what is this? Like, in February, you
just
have
3
like,
weeks off.
Yeah. And I remember we're like, oh, I didn't even know what Cabo was. I had no idea. You know what I mean? Like, from the West, I'm like, what? Where's that? You know, I didn't know it was right here, right there. Such an easy flight from
Cabo,
Denver.
Long way from Quebec, huh?
Yeah, because the guys in the East, they go to the Bahamas. Yeah, you know what I mean? So I didn't even know what it was, and a bunch of us went to Cabo, and you know, and it was like we played Philly on an afternoon game, and then we were leaving the next morning.
Yeah.
Obviously, the guys were going to the Olympics, and then us scrubs were,
a bunch of us were going to Cabo,
and we went to Aspen on the way back. But anyway, it was the craziest thing because you take the early flight in the morning, go to Cabo, and then you land in Cabo, and I'm telling you. Like, I've never seen anything like this. It's like 10 a.m. in Cabo, and I'm looking around, and this airport is like, you're in Mexico, and I didn't know what the hell was going on. And I'm looking to my left, looking to my right, looking behind me, like, the whole Western Conference was in freaking Cabo Airport.
The whole league.
It was unbelievable. Like, I've never seen anything like that. And I'm like, the hell is this? And I was with, like, it was like Yeller, Stefan Yelmi, some friends from town, like, anyway, it doesn't matter.
See a bunch of your old L.A. buddies.
Oh,
yes,
buddy, you're walking into, like, a restaurant or, you know, like, a bar at night, whatever, and you see, like, guys doing karaoke and, like, you know, like, it was just like, huh? You know, I mean, it was such a fun time, you know what I mean? Like, it was, but we were like, what is this? And it's funny because the schedule is so tight and everything. Anyway, and I remember coming back and we're like, all right, well, let's go to Aspen, you know what I mean? Like, for a couple days.
You still got 2 weeks left.
Like, and then we came back and we practiced like 10 guys here. It was like, not even a head coach. Crawford was gone to the Olympics. So we had assistant coach like Mike Foligno and Jacques Luchin. My brother was skating with us so we could have enough guys to do drills. Like, it was nuts, man. Like, it was a couple buddies from town were filling in.
That's fun.
And it was fun. But it was so, but all I remember is like, feeling so rejuvenated, like coming
the time
out of
off,
I swear, because it's so unheard of, and you're like, oh, and it's funny what it does, like, you know, just to get away from the rain, get away from tying your skates, get away from the pressure, the daily pressure of the National Hockey League, you know what I mean? So it was fun, came back. Now, on the flip side of things, those guys that were all at the Olympics and in Japan and the time zones, and they came
just
back.
Dead.
They were toasted, man. Like, it was amazing. It was so crazy, the difference. You know, on those things.
That's, you know, I obviously didn't play at anywhere near a level that you played, but playing baseball growing up and stuff, you get a week off, and you almost don't realize how banged up you are sometimes until you get that week off, and you're like, oh, man, I feel so much better.
Yeah, and especially, like, even younger kids, like, I tell youth hockey kids all the time, like, get away from the rink. Like, honestly, and then they look at you, parents, like, what do you mean? And I'm like, get away from the rink, like. And I used to have that thing, and we lived in Vegas for a while, and my oldest, you know, was coaching their team, and they were like 12 years old, and I got in an argument with parents one time, and it got heated.
Yeah,
it really did get heated, and my my point was, it was like middle of July. It's 192 degrees in Vegas outside, and the parents, and I'm like, they're all at a take a shot or whatever, and I'm like, what are you guys doing? And then the parents was like, what do you mean? Like, Wayne Gretzky, like in Canada, he played on the pond. I'm like, I know. Not in the summer. It's the pond. It's a freaking
take a week.
It's a
off,
river. Yeah. Like it's water. Like there's no freaking pond. And it's not. Wayne Gretzky played baseball. Like, you know what I mean, all summer long. Yeah. And I'm like, and I get in arguments, and the guy got back in my face, and he's like, oh, so you're saying my son would be better today at the water slides? He would be better hockey player? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Being at the water slides as a 12-year-old would make him a better player. Yes.
Doing this every day like because that just makes you hate it.
Exactly. You take the fun away from it now, and it's like, anyway, all I'm trying to say is get back to that reset of the break. And
yep.
And it doesn't matter if you're a professional hockey player in the National Hockey League or you're a 12-year-old kid living in Vegas. It helps you. It helps you breathe. And that's why we make fun. We make jokes about the All-Star game. And somewhere, somehow, they also have that break there. So, I mean, Mac and Kale and, you know, who else is going? Georgiev. They're going to, somewhere, somehow, they're getting a break, too.
There's a reason, you know, every professional sports league has an offseason.
Exactly. So, but I think even though those guys are going the All-Star game, they will get a reset. You know what
they
I mean?
Should get some days.
They'll
to
get
at
some
least,
days.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously get back here. I'm sure, you know, Bednar and the crew will give them maybe an extra day or whatever it is. But those guys will be ready to go. They're not going to tax their bodies at the All-Star game. It's not really, I mean.
Thankfully, they didn't have to tax themselves too much tonight. Exactly. So.
I looked at the minutes. Like, Mac played 19 minutes. Yeah. And, you know, that is something that is awesome. It's easy when you have a 4-goal lead. I mean, that's kind of things are like that. But, you know, anyway, all this to say that this break comes at a great time. It's awesome. It's important that they just take time away, time off. I'm not saying that some guys won't skate. That would be a lie. You know what I mean? So I'm sure they'll find a way. There's rules with the league and everything, and whatever it is, I'm not too sure.
All the league rules are like you can't have an organized practice with the coach or whatever.
Can't have that. But I'm sure
if a bunch of dudes happen to show up at a ring,
like Zach Parise, I don't think he's gonna take a week off. Right?
Probably not. Like,
probably not. He's probably gonna his butt over here, try to figure out what he's gonna do. I have kids. Am I coming by myself? Where am I staying? What am I doing? You know. So, I think he's gonna take the week to get himself organized and. He had his break. He had his last 3-4 months break, so he's good.
And then we'll be back on the other side to find out what that even looks like. So,
yep.
Okay, let's get to the Super Chats. We got $10 from Cody, who says, Tate McRae for All-Star Game. Yeah, Megan's not here. She's the big Tate McRae fan, so she would pop off about her.
I don't really know much about music.
I'm not a big music guy either.
My son loves her.
I like Tate McRae, too.
There we go. Tiff can be the Tate McRae fangirl on the show. I'm all here for the All-Star Game trying stuff. I'll put it that way. So, should be fun. And then $5 from Banks, who says, late night love from Charlotte, feeling better and better about it, about this team. Just add a 2C. Wish y'all could take over PNC in Raleigh with me. Yeah, that'd be a long trip for us, for sure, to get out to North Carolina.
Yeah. But,
maybe someday. Who knows? It could happen.
For sure.
That'd be a long bus trip. Sorry. Oof. Cross-country bus trip right there.
I'll tell you, some of the best times I had, though, is in the minors with those sleeper bus.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Pranking everybody on the bus.
It's fun. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're with the fellas, and you're like, oh, I'm going to lay down. So you have a good little cozy spot. You lay down, and you're on an 18-hour bus ride. Like, it goes by quick. It's fun.
Nice. I'm jealous of that feeling. I hate traveling, so.
Yeah. Well, that's the way to do it. Sleeper bus.
That's all I got. Any final thoughts, Eric?
No, I think this was fun. It was fun to be with, everybody at the game and on the bus, and the bus was rocking. The 90s music was...
A little NSYNC, a little Backstreet Boys.
That's right, a little Backstreet Boys, all right.
It's the good stuff.
It was fun. No, it was a good time. I think the Avs are... You can't ask for more right now from them. You know what I mean? Is it perfect? No, but it's near perfect.
They're 7-2 in their last 9. Come on.
It's tough to ask more of their top-end guys, their You know, they've dealt with injuries the right way this year so far. They've you know, and then again, there's unknowns now still with Gabe. There's unknowns still with Val. Who knows what's going to happen there? And then yeah, I always have the trade deadline, something to look forward to make yourself better, yep. Right? You know what I mean? To better yourself. So I think there's going to be an interesting and a fun give and take 30 games here, 33, whatever it is. And
33. Yeah.
I think that they're gearing themselves up for a nice ride, and I think it's going to be an interesting spring, and it's going to be exciting.
The one guy you really wanted to see more of, Georgiev, heads into the All-Star break with a 900, a 920, and a 960 or whatever it was tonight. Perfect. Hard not to feel super good.
Perfect.
Late super chat here saying it's the Roaring 20s line, 20, 25, 28. I'm not calling it that. I don't like it. Deal with it. Thank you, though, Joe. We appreciate it. We are off this weekend, so our first 2 days in a row break in like a million years, it feels like.
Yeah.
But we will be back Monday through Friday, all of the All-Star break week. So join us for our off-day pods. I think we'll be doing a mailbag one day, so get your questions ready. We'll have a ton of fun stuff. Come join us here on the YouTube for that. Or if you are an audio listener, you listen to us on your way into work or something like that, we're on Spotify too, so you can get the podcast version as well. That's it. We are done. The bar is shutting down. We appreciate y'all. It's almost tomorrow. Eric's got to drive home. Tough yeah. one, bud. My drive's not short either, to be honest with
That's
you.
That's right.
We appreciate you guys, and we will talk to you on Monday. We all silly like the mayor.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.